Today's daf from the Sechet Kritut, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Chof Hey. Now, we are holding on Chof Dalet Amud Beit at the two dots that say Asham Vaday Eino Kein, and as usual, they give you the wrong part of the Mishnah, the two dots, and the real sugya is defined by the etc., etc., etc. And that's the part about the Egla Rufa, where the Mishnah says Egla Rufa is not like an Ashem Toli, and over there the Egla Rufa, if you find out before Arifa, so the din is that it just goes out, goes back home, and has a nice dinner, a barbecue, where it is not the barbecue, or it could be it is. And if you find out after the Arifa that it's bad news and it's buried right there. Now, the question is, let's forget about the Mishnah in a moment. For a moment, we'll come back to the Mishnah to bring a right. When is an Egla Arufa become a Surbahana? Egla Arufa imatay ne'eseret. So Rav Amnunet says an Egla Arufa is Asur at some point in its life. Now, we don't know when that is. And we're going to discuss later when that is. And Rava says, nah, it's only Asr after you do the Arifa. I mean, what makes an Egla Rufa? Because you were going to do Arifa. Okay, so Bishleim al Rava makes sense. Be'indadit avid b'ma'asav, a clear-cut definition. It becomes an Egla Rufa when I do the Arifa. Fine. But what do you mean when Rav Amnunet says, at some point in its life? What do you mean, some point in its life? I mean, just because I decided to make an Egla Rufa, how could it become a Surbiana'a? Me'ematai, what is that point? Om Rebiana'i, darn it, I heard the pshat in that, and I forgot. Gvul shamati ba, I heard the limits that define when it becomes us, up to what point it's mutter. Vishakakti, and I forgot. But, in the yeshiva, Nazbin Chavraya Lameima, all of the good chaverim have gotten together, and they claim that Yuridata Lanachaletan Osarta. It becomes Asur from the time that it's brought to the place, the Nachaletan, Machloket, whether that's water or whether it's just a hard surfaced valley that can't be planted, that Asurs it.
And the bulls play on words.
Oh, now here we are.
Right,
it's best simply
because we're
determining
the rule of the city. So to use the term, it's not
the rule. Okay, I thought we were going to have a Barnean neighborhood.
Yeah.
Very nice. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shekol Ne'emid Boro. Omer of Amnuna, let me prove to you that there is no way to learn like Rava that an Egla Rufa only becomes Aser after Arifa. I say it has to be Asur while it's alive. Because, look at this Mishnah, and you will see from Chulin that I'm right. It says over there that if somebody does the Shechita of a Paraduma, or a Shor HaNiskal, or an Egla Rufa, that the din is over there, that according to Rabbi Shimon, if he had also shechted on that day the mother or child of that, so then the din would be that he would be potter on oto ve'et bino. Now this, of course, is Rabbi Shimon Shita all over, that a shkita she'ina ru'uya, if you have a shkita that you cannot eat, it's not called a shkita. Since the Torah said oto ve'et bino lo tishchatu b'yom echad, the shkita of a parah aduma, or of a shara niskal, or of an egla rufa, is not kosher to eat, and therefore is not an act of shkita at all. The Chachomi, who hold that shkita she'ina ruya is called shkita, they are mechayev even in that case. Now, how does this have to do with me and Rava? Haha, let me show you. Bishlam ladidi, according to me, where I claim that the egla arufa is asur mechayim, makes sense that you could shecht it in a way that it would be asur at the point that it was asur mechayim. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon would say, well, you shechted something that's asur, that's not called shechita, it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya, and therefore you're not over bishum oto vet beno lo tishchatu biyom echad. Okay? So because of that, Pligi Rebbe Shimon v'Rabbanan, Rebbe Shimon holds Shchita Shein Ruya is called a Shchita, and is not called a Shchita, and Rabbanan Amr Shchita Shein Ruya is called a Shchita. But according to my colleague, who says that it only becomes Osir after you already did the Arifa, it would be rather hard to shech the Egel Arufa after the Arifa. Are we agreed? So, if that's the case, what would be the machlokas? Why would Rabbi Shimon say, you're not going to be over an Otobed Beno if it's not Osir to eat, then it would be a completely kosher Shchita, and it would be a Shchita Ru'uya, and I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to try to tell me, well, that's because Rabbi Shimon holds that an Egel Arufa that you shechted is a kosher Egel Arufa, even though you didn't do the Arifa. And it's Osir Bano. And it's as if you did Arifa. That's what you're going to try to tell me. V'chi Tema, you're going to try to say, that's over Rabbi Shimon, that an Egel would be kosher b'shchita b'diavad v'yatznan. Well, I got another Mishnah for you, also in Kulin. Whatever is kosher in a paraduma is possible for an Egel Arufa. And whatever is kosher in an Egel Arufa is possible in a paraduma. Kosher, the Arufa, look, is dafke ba'arifa. The para is b'shchita, okay? So therefore, the Egel is Arufa, the para is b'shchita, is kshera. But ba'arifa is psula. The Egel is only kosher b'arifa. B'shchita is psula. So don't try to tell me that shchita works on an Egel Arufa. The Mishnah says b'feresh, shchita doesn't work on an Egel Arufa. Ishti. Shut him up. And nothing to say. Of course, the moment that Rav Amnuna walked out, he said, done it! My time alone, I should have told him that Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Shimon holds, Egel is kosher b'shchita. That's what I should have told him. And Rav Amnuna, why didn't he consider that as a possibility? I mean, obviously anybody could have said that. He figured he's going to shut up, Rav. How? Because Rav Amnuna says, come on, that's so unreasonable. Lo nishtame tana, you're telling me, now in all of Shas, has anybody ever heard of any Tana, anywhere, Mishnah, Braita, some far-fetched, who knows, Psikta. Nobody has ever said that an Egel of Shchita is Kshera, so that at least there would be remnants of Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Tamer Rabbi Shimon. We know how important it is to maintain the memory of all Shitot. Not one hint you find. Must be there's no such thing. Omar Rava. Rava says, well, I'm going to show you that I am right and that an Egel Arufa clearly only becomes Osir after Arifa. And guess where I'm going to bring a Raya from? Right here from our Mishnah. Mina minala. Minitznat. Egel Arufa enaken. An Egel Arufa is not like an Osham Toloi. No, sir. And im ad shalo ne'erfa, if you found out who the killer was before the Arifa, so then it goes back home to the barbecue. Now, wait a minute. How does it go back home to a barbecue? If my colleague, Rav Amnuna, is right, and it was Nesar Michayim, it was already Osir. Amaytei Tzevet Teiraya Be'eder. Ha'itzer Ala Michayim. He was already Osir Michayim. Well, okay, so for that, you'll have to change a little bit, but the Mishnah doesn't say Ad Shalo Nerfa, but rather Ad Shalo Ner Eit La Arifa, before it was ready for Arifa, meaning it wasn't yet brought down to Nachalaitan. Oh yeah, says Rava. And what are you going to do about the continuation of the Mishnah? Ema Seifa Mi Shenerfa. If it had already gone through the Arifa, then Tikaver Bimakoma, according to you, it shouldn't say that. It should say, if from the time it came back down to Nachal Eitan, then it should be buried there. All right, no, fine, so read that to me. Nishanir Eitla Arifa. No. Because read on. Imkein Ema Seifa. What does the Seifa say? The reason that that's true is because ala safek ba amitchila, ki pras feka v'halchala. Well, it was only being brought mitzara safek on a retzeach, and it already was mechaper. Excuse me? How was it already mechaper? Well, I didn't do the arifa. It's still alive. According to you, you told me, read that as if it were ready to be ne'eraf in its place. Yeah. So it was mechaper? How was it mechaper by being ready to be ne'eraf? If it wasn't ne'eraf. Where's kipra sveka v'achala v'mechayim adayin lo kipra svekata? And what are you going to do about that? Says Rabbi Nuna, well, I have to admit that you're right. But it's a machloket tanoi. The Tanya. There's a braita that says, look, we find a fascinating parallel. There's such a thing as a machshir, and there's such a thing as a mechaper on korbanot that are brought in the Beit HaMikdash. So let's say a mitzora, when he's bringing a korban asham, what is that asham coming for? It's coming to be matir him, to come back into the machane, and to be completely tahor. But it's not coming as a kapara. It's an asham that is makshir. And obviously there are plenty of korbanos that are mechaprim, bifnim. And we also find a makshir and a mechaper b'chutz. Look, the sar mishtaleach is mechaper. The egla ruf is mechaper. It says, v'chipra lamcha Yisrael. Kaper lamcha Yisrael. We also find makshirim, obviously b'chutz, animals that are makshir. Let's say tzipurei mitzora, where we send out the bird. So that would be a makshir. Not a mechaper. It allows him to come back into his house. So, I want to say that they are the same. Just like a machshir and a mechaper that we find inside the Beit HaMikdash. Can you identify any halacha in which we divide between the machshir and the mechaper in terms of the halachas of Isser v'Heter on them? No. The same halacha is true on the makshir as it is in the mechaper. I wish to be mechadesh that so too the makshir and the mechaper amur b'chutz asa makshir k'mechaper. So therefore, in the same way at tzipurei mitzora are asur b'hana while they're still alive, because that's the halacha of a mechaper. So the cases of the mechaprim, which are the Sar Bishtaleah, the Egla Rufa, are also Aser Mechayim, like the Tzipari Mitzora. So if that's the case, there's obviously a Tana that is saying that it's Aser Mechayim. That's the Tana that I hold up, says Rabbi Nuna. As far as what the time is, look, you know, that's Rabbi Yana's business in the Chavraya. I'm not coming to discuss that. But I can tell you that clearly there's a Raya here from the Braita, that there's a Tana that holds that a Makshir Mibachutz is Os a Mechaper Mibachutz is a Os Mechai. Just like the Sarah Mishtaleah, it's a Sarah Mitzorah. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, we're finally up to the case where Rebbe Eliezer tells us the story of the Asham Toloi B'Koyom and Baba Ben Buta and what they said to Baba Ben Buta. At last, after all of the excitement and build up to this moment, we are ready to hear it directly from the Mishnah's mouth. So Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Mitnadev Adam Asham Toloi B'Koyom U'B'Kol Eit She'Yirtzeh. You can bring an Asham Toloi any day and as often in the day as you want. And that was actually called the Asham of Chassidim. The Chassidim are always very worried. They must have done something wrong. They're always dressing up in black and mourning. So they are Bill bringing an Asham Toloi just to be mechad. Now, this, however, he says clearly, mitnadev. This is not necessarily the halacha of Rabbi Eliezer, because they say that Bava ben Buta followed this approach, and he used to bring an Asham Toloi Benindava every single day. But he could not bring one after Yom Kippur until the day had passed. He himself said, you know, I very much resent this treatment. I myself would have wanted to bring it today, but nobody lets me. So Hamaon Hazeh, by this holy Beit HaMikdash, Ilu Ayu Manichim Li, let me tell you, if my dear friends here would have allowed me, I would have brought it today too. But they tell me, for God's sake, at least wait until you could be guilty for something. So you should wait. So clearly, this was what we were referring to earlier. These shittot the Rebbe Eliezer hold, you can't just bring it as an adava. You can only bring it if there's some element of chet that was involved that you're bringing it for. The Chachamim say, no way. Ein meidi Hashem talui, ela al davar shezdono karet, v'shigigato chatat. Remember, we learned out of the Hekesh, it has to be similar to a chatat vadai, just like a chatat vadai is only brought a davar shezdono karet, and shigigato chatat, by definition, so too, that's what the Hashem talui is. There's a major difference between an Hashem Talui and all other korbanot, and that is this. A chiyuv of a chatas and an Hashem Vadai, where it was Yom Kippur, and it's now Mitzvah Yom Kippur, you still have to bring your korban. Chayavim la'avi la'achar Yom HaKippurim. But if you were chayav an Hashem Talui, Erev Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, you're putter from the Hashem Talui. Mi shebal yado safik avera bi Yom HaKippurim atzmo. Say somebody was misufik on Yom Kippur itself if he had been chayte. Afilu im chashecha patur. Even if it's the last minute of Yom HaKippurim, he would still be patur from his Hashem Tolei. Because the whole day of Yom Kippur is mechaper on his safik. On the other hand, let us not get confused. A woman who was a Suffolk Yoledet, and she was supposed to bring a Chatata of Mitzad HaSuffolk. And over there, that's nothing to do with Kapara. The point of a Chatat Yoledet is to be Machshir, that she should be allowed to eat Kachim. So there, Ovar Aleha Yom HaKippurim, if Yom HaKippurim passes, you're still Chayef to bring after Yom Kippur, because what does Yom Kippur have to do with a Chatas Yoledet? Mipnei Sheyi, this carbon is coming only to be machshir you to eat zvachim. So therefore, it's ridiculous to think about it as something that the kapora of Yom Kippur would somehow be machaper on. Now, a chatata of, which is vala safet, im mishenimlaka noda tikaver. We also are just going to finish up the last din of our previous Mishnah, where we started going through what would be the halacha if you found out that it wasn't really needed. So when it comes to this last case of the Chatata Ov, it turns out now that she found out that she really didn't need to bring it. Remember we said, the case of the Yoledet, could be that she didn't know whether the fetus that she aborted was a mutation, wasn't a mutation. So they checked it, and it turned out she wasn't chayeva. So over there the halacha is, it should be buried, tikaver. Now, let's go through this step by step. My tag to Rebbe Eliezer. What is Rebbe Eliezer's reasoning? Says the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer's reasoning that you could bring an Hashem Tolei whenever you want is because, look, if the Torah is being mechayev you this korban as a chova to be mechaper, so then you are already mechaper. So then if you found out that you did the chet, why do you have to bring another korban? The Torah tells you to bring this korban. So it's giving you an option to be mechaper when you're mesupak. Now, either it was mechaper or it wasn't mechaper. How can a korban be mechaper without being mechaper? What is it? It's some kind of psychological korban? Must be that indeed it's a psychological korban. And therefore, if you're feeling guilty, go bring a korban. So essentially, it's a gift that you make. And that's all that it's about.
Does it achieve a kapara? If it's a nedava?
And according to Rabbi Eliezer, perhaps not. Let's wait 5 minutes. Let's wait 5 minutes and hear what the Rabbanan say. The Rabbanan say about that, I don't understand how you can say that. The Torah has a parsha of Nedavah. That parsha of Nedavah gives you an option of bringing an oila or bringing a Zevach HaShlamim, or a Todah, which is a type of Zevach HaShlamim. So over there, they come B'Neder B'Nedavah. A Chatat and an Hasham are always brought as a Chovah. Okay? So now, you want to ask me, so why is this Hasham require a Chatat afterwards? Hasham Toloi Hainu Taima De Maite Bikami De Bityadele. The only reason you're bringing an Hasham Toloi before you found out that you owe a carbon is Lahagin Alav. The Torah wants to give an option for people to be protected from the impact of evil, which brings Yisurin upon them, and HaTorah Chasa al Gufan Shal Yisrael. The Torah doesn't want people to suffer. So Memela, this is Megin al Yisurin, which means that there is a type of kapara, which is a kapara on you, not on the evil that has been done in the world. When you find out that you did evil in the world, you need to address that evil. That evil is addressed by Chatas. The only thing that the Asham does is it works on you, to be Mechaper on you. That's all. But Yom Kippur also works on you, to be Mechaper on you. So if there's Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur passed, so now you don't need a Kapara on you. Masha'en Ken, Yom Kippur doesn't deal with anything out there. What's going to be mechaper on the impact of the existence of evil? It doesn't undo evil. Yom Kippur is only mechaper l'shavim. It's mechaper on the people that are shav. It's not mechaper on evil. And therefore, that's a shokhenitam betok tumatam. And memele, his kasha is no kasha. What's Rabbi Eliezer asking? If it was mechaper, it said it should be. It's nothing to do with it. There's two different types of kapur. Fine. But it makes no sense to say that we should put a type of Asham into the category of an Ayla and a Shlomi. Well, maybe an Asham Tolui is similar to an Ayla and a Shlomi. I mean, are you going to tell me that there's no such thing as an Ayla and a Shlomi that's a Chovah? There are chovot of all of the shlamim. And yet, kipsei atzeret is a chiyav on a shlamim. There may be other things that we call a chiyav. Maybe oilas re'iya is a chiyav. Maybe a chagiga could be a chiyav. But there's certainly times where the Torah wants of you, demands of you, bring an oila, bring a shlamim. Does that mean that it's not in the dava? There's other times that it's an adava. So you can have something that is an adava but brought as a chovah. You can have something that is brought as a chovah and sometimes is brought as an adava. So why can't the Asham Talui be the same thing as an ayla that is being brought to chovah? So Asham Talui nani? It's starting with chovah can nonetheless be out to be an adava. Amarle, look, we're talking about not whether it's possible, sir. We're talking about on the presentation of the Torah. The Ayla and the Shlomim are presented as being essentially nidavot, correct? So it says, if a man wishes to bring a carbon, Lashem, if his carbon is an Ayla, if his carbon is a Shlomim, it's all about you. It's up to you. If his carbon is a Mincha, and so on. Okay, so then the Iker of the whole Sugya is found in Adava. The Asham Toloi is found in the list of Chiyuvim. So Asham Be'ila, Asham Toloi. I mean, does that make it clear that it's part of the list of Chovot? Ikar B'Chovaktiv. Therefore, it makes sense that it's brought only as a Chovah. Toni Rebbe Chia Kameidu Rabba. So Rebbe Chia said over a Braita in front of Rabba that read like this. An Asham Talui can be brought on a suffix of eating Nevela. Omar Lay, what? Nevela? It says beferish in the Mishnah that the Chachamim say you can only bring an Ashram Toloi on a Dovash's Dono Karet Vishigo Chatat. Now, if you have a Suffolk, if you ate a Nevela, if you Vada ate a Nevela, is Rechiv Karet? No. If you suffocate a Nevela, if you ate a Nevela, rather, Vivada Bishoge, is there a Chiyav Chatat? No. So how could you tell me that there is a Chiyav to bring an Ashram Toloi if there's a Suffolk? So you'll say, well, I'm going like Rebbe Eliezer. No. If you're going like Rebbe Eliezer, then you could bring it even as a Nidava. So what are you telling me it on a Nevela? Stam! Bring it without a Chet. It's a bit of a Namiyati. On my leg. So he said to him, after he was reading it, Kamei D'Rabba. So he said to him, why in the world didn't you learn how to learn right? That's one lashon. There's two very close ways of reading these words. One is, my taima lo matnitam. Why didn't you read right? And that would be the lashon in Rashi of Kiburya. So lo matnitcha is either you didn't read it in a Mishnah or a Braita, Kibraita, Rashi says elsewhere, or Kiburyata. Why don't you learn how to read correctly? It's much more mistaber that it's Braita, because he brings a Raya from the Braita. Because you obviously did not learn properly. When I learned this, I was taught it together with a Braita, and there, when I learned it in front of Rabbah, then you would know as good as I know, okay? And this is what I was taught, that Hamani, and when I say Kamimar, Zimin Sagi and Tanita Kamimar, I learned many times in front of Rebbe, who is Rebbe to him, Rabbah, and he told me, this makes a lot of sense, because it's going on, but the Rebbe Eliezer, not the Rebbe Eliezer of Nedava, the Rebbe Eliezer of the Amrulo to Baba Ben Buta, where they said to him, excuse me, Mr. Baba, you cannot bring in a Dava. Why not? I hold up Rebbe Eliezer. No! Rebbe Eliezer only said you can bring it every day. But you can bring it every day because you think that maybe you were Chote. Wait until you came to a Suffolk Chet. Now that Suffolk Chet does not have to be a Suffolk Chet of a Karet. That it doesn't say anything about Karet. But this Rebbe Eliezer, Baba Mambuta, holds that you bring a Korban, a Shem Toloi, on any Chet. So Mamela, they told him, wait until you bring it as a chait. Therefore, this Braita says that a person can be a Shem Toloi on a Nidav, on a Nevela. And that basically is a pirish on the Baba Ben Buta, in which, wait until you get a Suffolk, meaning even for Achilas Nevela. That's the pshat. This is Machlok is Rishonim, whether this means that according to Rebbe Eliezer, there's a chiyuv to bring an Hashem Toloi on a chet suffix of a lav, or where that is the place where you can bring an Hashem Toloi if you desire. And it's not that Rabbi Eliezer was saying that there's times where you must bring an Hashem Toloi. Shalo alachet yesh bo karet. Okay. The Tanan, what am I referring to when I say Rabbi Eliezer of the Amrulo? The Mishnah. Where it says, Amrimlo Hamtein Achitikanes, Amrulo Hamtein Achitikanes, Lebeta Safek. Those are the Chaverim of Baba Ben Buta that wouldn't allow him until he had a Safek, and that Safek would be a Safek even in a Vela. What indeed lies behind, Amar Rabba, my Taima, what lies behind the score of the Amrulo? Well, because if you take a look at the pasuk doesn't say anything about karet. The pasuk says, "He nefesh kitachata v'asta achat mikom mitzvot Hashem asher lo te'asena." Mitzvot Hashem asher lo te'asena is one of the lavim in the Torah. That's what it says. There's 365, and if you got these mitzvahs, and you've got these ramach evarim, and you've got the days that you got to be makpid on. So then, you did any of those asher lo te'asena v'lo yadav yasher. So you got to bring it on any lo te'asena. The Omar Rabba and the Rabbonin who don't agree to that, the fact is, it does say it in the Pasuk. Why did Rabbanan say that Ein Beviim Hashem Talui Ela Al Davar Shezdano Karet V'Shigegadol Chatat? That's because they say that there is a Gzeirah Shavah. Remember, it says Achat Bikol Mitzvot Hashem. It says by an Asham, and as we saw before, it says Achat Mi Mitzvot. It says by a chatas, and we learn it out from chatas chelev. Just like a chatat chelev is only zdono karet v'shigigato chatat, afkan by Hashem tolui, only on something that would have been zdono karet, and had you done it, pishogeg would be a chatat, it's chayev on Hashem tolui. The question now of how does Rebbe Eliezer deal with that gzera shava could be answered by simply saying that all it's talking about over there is the chiyuv to bring an Hashem Tali. But I'm telling you that you can bring an Hashem Tali. So in Okinami, there's times where you must bring. That we learn out from Chatas Chelev. And there's times where you can bring. That we learn out Mikol Mitzvot Hashem Hashalot Yasena. But why say that this limits it to only similar to Chatas? Ton Rabba. Chamisha Hashamot are Mechaprim. There are five Hashamot that actually come as a real Kapara. And those are the Hashem Shifre Harufa that we had, Hashem Elis, Hashem Gezelis, the Hashem of Anazir, Hashem Metzera. But Hashem Toli is not Mechapra Kapara Gemura. Lagabe, what? My karma, what point are you trying to make? Omer Yosef Hachikama, Chamisha Hashamot are Mechaprim Kapora Gemura, and Hashem Tovi is Mechapra, but it's not Mechapra Kapora Gemura, which is the Lok Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer says that you could bring an Hashem Tovi even on a Nevela. And therefore, what it's saying is that this is only brought for something that is not Mechapra Kapara Gemura, meaning where if you would have found out, you would still need to bring a Korban Chatas. But when it comes to the Rebbe Eliezer, there would be a case where the Hashem Toli is Mechapra Kapara Gemura. And even if you found out you did it, you would not be chayef to bring a Vaidai. And what is that? That would be a case where you brought the Hashem Toli on a Nevelah. That's one way of reading it. Ravina Amar, Ravina says another way of reading it. What he's trying to say is, there are five Hashamot which only they are Mechaper, and nothing else can achieve the Kapora that they achieve. So, Chamisha Hashamot, Ein Acher Mechaper Kaparatan. And therefore, even if Yom Kippur had passed, Mechimit Yadele is still, you need to bring a carbon. Might. Mashenken and Hashem Tolui is different. There is something else. It is not the only thing to be Mechap. That's right, Kapor. It's not the one that's Mechap the Kapor Gemura by itself. There is a Yom Kippur that is Mechaper Kaparato. And that's also possible. The Lachim et Yadei lo might. Kid, it's not. Chai vechatot vashamot vadain shavah alem Yom HaKippurim are still chayev laviach Yom HaKippurim. But chayev Hashamot luyin, when they find out that they're chayev afterwards Yom HaKippurim, they do not bring in. Chayev chataot v'hashamot vada'in. Okay, so you're claiming that chayev chataot v'hashamot vada'in shavar leim Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur doesn't change anything, and you have to go ahead and you bring la'ach Yom Kippur. They are potter. This is interesting, but where do you get it from? Look, it's basically clear from the pasuk. It says v'chiper al hakodesh mitumot bnei Yisrael u'mipisheihem lechol chatotam. Okay, now that means we're putting together here v'chataim similar to psha'im. Now psha'im are things that you did on purpose. So, psha'im, you can't bring a carbon for. So, therefore, we're talking about only on the chata'im that you couldn't bring a carbon for. But any carbon, Any chait that is a chait that is b'nei korban. So it was done over here in a way that does not allow you to bring a chatas on. I mean, that are b'nei korban, it does allow you to bring a chatas on, that it wouldn't be b'chapra on Yom Kippur. Omalei Abaya, well, okay, but where does it say that pasuk? It says that pasuk on the Sarah Naseh Bifnim. Doesn't say that pasuk on the Sarah Mishtaleach. So fine, I agree that the Sarah Naseh Bifnim is not mechaper, but you know why it's not mechaper if it's something that was a chatas? Because the Sarah Naseh Bifnim is not mechaper on Averot Mitzvah Yidua. The whole point of the Sarah Naseh Bifnim, like all of this evening, is that it would only be mechaper on things that you don't know about. But the Sar Mishtaleach is mechaper even on Averot Mitzvot that you know about. And over there, because remember, in Shavuos we go through the whole working out. Over there it says, Al Tumot B'nei Yisrael. So over there you need a Yediyah B'tchila and so on. Hashem came, the Sar Mishtaleach, over there you don't need to have Yediyah. So maybe it would be mechaper, even on chatayim that are b'nei korban. And how do you know that if you were chayav a chatas, that the chatas that is brought as the Torah Anasa b'chutz, maybe that is mechaper for you? Elam Rabbi, instead of looking to the posik that is referring to the Torah Anasa b'fnim, that is only mechaper up until such point that it's known, instead let us look at the Torah Mishtaleach. At the Sarah Mishtaleach, the Torah says that the Kohen Gadol should be the Hitvada Alav. This is after it says, V'samach Aaron et shtei yadav arosh ha'seir achai, V'hitvada Alav et kol avonot b'nei Yisrael v'et kol pishayem l'kol chatotam. Let's ignore the word avonot for a minute and look at the pishayim and chatotam. So what is the point of putting them together in that fashion? Must be to tell me, chataim dumya de psha'im, just like psha'im by definition, don bemezid, are not mechuyav a korban, so to chataim that are not mechuyav a korban. But a chait, which is shayach to a korban, then the Yom Kippur will not be mechaper on it, and that's the solution to how do we know that chayve chatot vashamot vada'in, Yom Kippur is not mechaper on it. How we know it is mechaper on an oshem toli, that we'll see later. Well, let's just finish that inside. The Torah went out of its way to be mamayit, the chatoim that have a yediyah from the Sarah Mishtaleach, to tell me that any korban that is a bnei korban, any chet that is a bnei korban, lo mechapernim. Omalei Rav Dimi, how do you know? You're taking for granted that Pesha'im are never chayav a korban. But that's not true. We had the Mishnah before that said there are four things that you bring al shogeg k'mezid. So how do you know that it's not referring to those kind of Pesha'im? You would bring an ashram for shivka charufa. You'd bring a chatas for the shvuat ha'idut, shvuat ha'kviras moment. So we have korbanot olaviyorei there, which are chatot. We have hashamot there. So who's to say that pshaim are memayetim, the korbanot that you're chayiv? Dilma hani de bnei korbaninu. Kiditznan. Maybe it's referring to the ones that are chayiv a korban, as indeed it says beferish. Arba'a mevi ima lazadon kishkaga. There are four cases where you do bring an azadon. So where do you see that the Torah is not referring to that? Now, before we get to the answer over here, you should know that Ravin started also learning it out from the pasuk as Abay. See, Barnami kiata Ravin, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Omer Reish Lakish, Vitvada Alav et Kol Avonot Bnei Yisrael et Kol Pishayem Lekol Chatotam. He darshan it exactly this way in Reish Lakish's name, Chataim Dumya de Pshaim. Just like pshaim by definition are not b'nei korban, so to chataim, which are not b'nei korban, only there is it mechaper. But chataim, which are b'nei korban, it's not mechaper, which got Abaye very upset. Because Abaye said, darn it, I tried that. Nobody listened to me. Abaye omar ananamima din kray amri. When I tried learning it out of that pasuk, everybody starts yelling at me. V'yachshiv revdimi mimar d'ani pshurim d'lav b'nei korbaninu d'yoma hanech d'bnei korbaninu kiritzlan arba'a mevi'in ala zodon kishkaga. How are you getting away with learning it from there? Amalei Ravin, well, you know, I mean, look, there's four out of all of the different averas you can do. This Pesach HaKol, there's four that you could do b'mezid b'chayev v'korban. And most pshayim are lav b'nei korban. So it's referring to most. Said Abaye, that's an answer? Amalei, midei, rov k'tiv, it says somewhere in this pasuk, most, it says pshayim. So you're saying that it's pshayim dumya. Okay, no, it's all pshayim. Well, Rabbi, I'll tell you what the point is. The point is, if you take a look at the beginning of the pasuk, it mentions avonot, right? Now, avonot are also b'mezid. So what's the point of repeating the pshaim and chataim again? You already told me avonot, no? So b'reishit l'kra, it says there, v'itvadal avet kol avonot b'nei Yisrael. And we know the Braita says that avon is done b'zadon. V'cheinu omer avona ba. Okay, so then why do I need to say that kopi she'em l'kol chatotah? In other words, the whole point is not that this is a casual mention of pshayim mechatoim; it is a mention for the purpose of a hekesh. That's the point. So why is it mentioning it only for the purpose of the hekesh to pshayim? To tell me that ma pshayim d'lav b'nei korban, af chatayim d'lav b'nei korban. There's no other point in this hekesh. That's all we can learn out from it. And therefore, it's clear if it's referring to stam zedonot, which would include even cases that you would be chayav, what do you have to repeat it for? So you can't be meishiv ala hekesh. There's coming to be makish specifically to those things that you're not chayav a korban. Avachata indem ne korban, you know, Yom HaKippurim is not mechaper.